This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Police fired volleys of tear gas and protesters hurled bricks during clashes in Hong Kong Saturday as several thousand activists protested an attack by suspected Triad gang members last weekend. Reuters' Anna Bevin.
Police had refused to allow the march on safety grounds, but protesters pushed ahead, having criticized the police for failing to protect the public from the attack by suspected members of the city's shadowy criminal network known as the Triads. What began as a peaceful protest soon grew increasingly tense. Rocks and bottles were thrown at police by protesters, and riot police stormed a pedestrian bridge. Last Sunday, around 100 club-wielding men burst into Yunong Station, hours after protesters had marched through central Hong Kong and defaced China's liaison office. The suspected gang members attacked protesters, passers-by, journalists and lawmakers, leaving 45 people injured, one critically.
That's Reuters' Anna Bevin reporting. Eight senior military officers are to be charged in Sudan with crimes against humanity over their alleged part in the killing of protesters on June 3rd. Sudanese prosecutors said Saturday that the country's ruling generals did not order the deadly breakup of a protest camp last month. Instead, prosecutors blamed paramilitary rapid support forces for exceeding orders and dispersing the protest camp on their own initiative. That report found security forces were told only to clear a lawless area close to the protest camp, not the Sinan itself. Prosecutors put the death toll at 87. Protesters say that 127 people were killed. Protest leaders called the report a form of shock to the